Back in 1999, Ketchikan pediatrician Elisa Rozier rode her bike from Seattle to Washington, D.C. As she pedaled from coast to coast, crossing Washington State and making her way into Montana, she came across a box full of free food.
It was just a spot in town that everyone knew that this exchange could be done.
She says she noticed more as she made her way through Wyoming and South Dakota, and it got her thinking.
And I just, going across the country, I just thought that was a really cool idea.
Rozier kicked the idea around for a while, but 20 years later, the idea has some new urgency.
Recently, with the pandemic, and just thinking about being able to exchange food in a non-contact way.
So Rozier thought back to the boxes she'd seen on her trip.
I kept thinking about it. I was like, that would be really cool if we could get one here.
She found a national organization, the Little Free Pantry Movement, that shows more than 1,000 boxes full of free food all over the country. It's based on the similar Little Free Library movement, in which people host boxes full of reading material for anyone to borrow. But there weren't any Little Free Pantries shown in Alaska, so Rozier decided to get Ketchikan on the map.
And so I reached out to Holy Name, where I'm a parishioner, and asked them if they would be interested in housing a Little Free Pantry there. They said, sure.
One problem, Rozier is a doctor, not a carpenter. But the church's secretary put her in touch with parishioner Larry Jackson.
I said, yeah, that'd be great. It'd be a great project for me and the kids to do together.
Jackson says he took some spare wood, made a few cuts, and drilled a few holes. He says he was able to teach his kids a little about carpentry and a little about life.
It's kind of that, trying to teach them that there's a social giving back component to life. So
Rozier says she initially stocked the Little Free Pantry with some surplus food stocks at the church. She's planning to check on it weekly. She encourages anyone with a few extra canned goods to drop them in the pantry. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.